I had hoped it might yield a message or some piece of knowledge to guide us.
He shook his head.
I don't know. I always just saw it as a symbol, something to give us hope in our darkest hour.
And this is it, then? Our darkest hour?
It might prove to be. But you didn't answer my question. Do you believe that Vulcan lives? Saying it is not believing it.
Leodrak's gaze strayed to where John Grammaticus was hunched down and muttering to himself, arms wrapped around his knees, head bowed as he tried to stay warm. Hryak was nearby, ostensibly keeping an eye on the human. He had shielded him psychically from the cleric's warpcraft, thrown the soul flare of Grammaticus's essence outwards like a ventriloquist throws his voice, drawing the word-bearers into the trap at the outflow. It hadn't been a pleasant experience for the human, but the raven noticed that little and cared even less.
I see something in the spear that kindles hope that has only been the barest embers for so long,
Leodrak admitted, gesturing to the fulgurite sitting snugly in Numion's scabbard.
I have resisted, because to hope for one is to hope for another.
Scar, Numion correctly assumed.
He could yet live.
As may all of our pyre brothers, but I have my doubts.
We know he did not die in the blast,
Leodrak tried, but could not keep the bite from his tone.
Only later, when their dropship was aloft and had broken through the traitor's pickets, did Numion tell Leodrak that Skatarvar had contacted him. He knew Leodrak would have wanted to go back, that he wouldn't heed his brother's wishes as Numion had. He hadn't raged or struck out at the pyre captain, as Numion supposed was his right. He had simply darkened, as a flame does when slowly starved of oxygen.
I forgave you that moment on the ship when you told me,
Leodrak said.
Your forgiveness is irrelevant, Leo. I either saved our lives or went back for Skatarvar and signed all our death warrants. I made the pragmatic decision, the only one I could in the circumstances.
Leodrak looked away, out past the bridge and towards the spaceport. Even from this distance, the patrols were visible.
Why tell me this now, brother?
Asked Numion.
Because I wanted you to know there wasn't any bad blood between us for this. I would have wanted to go back, and I know all three of us would have died. It doesn't make it any easier, though. There will always be a part of me that wonders if we could have found him, if he had survived and we passed him by only meters away.
I have had the selfsame doubts regarding Vulcan, but I stand by my decision and know, if presented with it all over again, that I would not waver from the course I have already taken. History cannot be unwritten and scribed anew. It is done, and all we can hope for is that we perform our duty until death, irrespective of the destiny we crave for ourselves.
Pergellan interrupted on the vox.
Speak, brother,
said Numion, reacting to the Iron Hand's comm sigil as he activated the bead embedded in his ear.
I have eyes on our former cousins.
How many?
More than you or I should like.
Then these are our final hours.
So it would seem, brother,
the Iron Hand replied. There was no regret, no sorrow in his voice. It served no purpose. There was but one duty left to perform now. Numion thanked the scout and cut the link.
Get them ready, he said.
Leodrak was turning to carry out the order when Numion clutched his pyre brother's arm.
I know, Artellus,
Leodrak told him, clapping the pyre captain on the shoulder.
For Shen, for Scar, for all of them.
Numion nodded and let him go.
It's actually quite stunning when you look at it from this distance,
Numion said once Leodrak had gone. He was watching the lightning flashes over the ash wastes.
The word that springs to my mind is deadly,
Grammaticus replied. He was on his feet and standing next to the pyre captain.
Most beautiful things in nature are, John Grammaticus.
I didn't have you pegged as philosophical, captain.
When you've seen the fury of the earth up close, watched mountains spit fire and the sky redden to the hue of embers, reflecting its hot breath against the ash clouds overhead, you learn to appreciate the beauty in it. Otherwise, what's left but tragedy?
It's all about the earth, Grammaticus muttered. Numion looked sidelong at him.
What?
Nothing. You're doing the right thing.
I don't need you to tell me that.
The salamander turned to regard Grammaticus. Towering over the human, his face was unreadable.
Betray me, and I'll find a way to kill you. Failing that, I'll take you back to Nocturne and show you those fire mountains I mentioned.
I get the impression I won't see their beauty like you do, salamander.
Numion's eyes seemed to burn cold.
No, you won't.
Behind him, the human became aware of another's presence. Numion nodded to him.
Hryak, all is ready?
Everything is in place. The plan is formed, he rasped. Grammaticus raised an eyebrow.
What plan?
Numion smiled. He could see it unnerved the human.
I'm afraid you're not going to like it.